Zafra presents Fear the Flames, written by Olivia Rose Darling and read by Hannah van der Vesthazen. For those who carry the weight of the world with a smile and never stop chasing dreams that others deem unrealistic, too big, or impractical, every word is for you. Your dreams are alive, and so are dragons. A note from the author. This book depicts sexual assault, off page and not between the love interests, child abuse, graphic torture, castration, physical and mental abuse, and graphic sexual scenes that are entirely consensual. Prologue. There once was a princess born on a crisp winter night, with enough fire in her soul to rival the frost that covered the earth. The sky wept as she did, and the stars burned brighter when she opened her eyes for the first time. Dragons had not been seen in Rivaren since the gods walked among mortals, or so the legends say. The gods had been resting for 500 years, and yet the souls of dragons came alive and created light where there was once darkness. The princess, with hair nearly as dark as the night and eyes like two embers reflecting the fire within, was a small thing. Nothing anyone would believe could alter the fate of the world. But is it not the most unsuspecting people who do the most extraordinary things? On her first birthday, the king and queen of Immerath held a celebration in honor of their daughter. They finally had an heir after trying for several years and cherished their baby wholeheartedly. Following the long-established tradition, they invited the rulers of Gaelicin, a kingdom far across the Dolent Sea, to join in the festivities. They arrived, along with their retinue, bearing dragon eggs that some would see as tragedy wrapped in a bow. The queen of Gaelicin brought her seer to issue a piece of good fortune for the child, as was their custom. The seer claimed that the gods came to her in a dream and informed her that the dragon eggs that had been passed down through generations belonged to the princess. The eggs were so old, they were considered fossils, but they began rumbling on the night of the princess's birth. When the eggs were placed before the princess, 5 vibrantly coloured baby dragons sprang free and perched around her cradle. The princess and her dragons were one. They were tethered by their souls. If the seer had stopped there, perhaps all would have been well, but not all stories have happy endings. The seer proclaimed that the princess's soul was forged from the fire of the gods, creating a link to the 5 dragons that could not be broken by any mortal or god, and that she would be either the ruination or the glory of her kingdom. The child grew, as did the dragons, and she could often be seen walking about the castle speaking to or cuddling with the tiny beasts. They slept where she slept. They ate when she ate. When she played, so did they. They were inseparable. Their love was like no other. People are often threatened by love when they realize both the absence and power of it. What is love if not the one thing in this world that defies logic? Love is the emotion that can make someone run toward danger, but those threatened by it sometimes become the danger. One day, nearing her 5th birthday, the princess threw a fit over dressing for a dinner, and her maid fetched the king. Surely he could calm down his precious daughter. But the king had become consumed by the prophecy, watching his daughter and her dragons with suspicion, fear, and jealousy. When she continued to defy him, he raised his hand to her, and the green dragon sprang forward, biting off his pinky. In that moment, the castle became a prison. Shackles were locked around the princess's wrists, and the dragons were plucked from the air and shoved into cages when they refused to leave her side. The princess fought with all her might, slicing her wrists open on the metal, scarring her for life as she dug her nails into the floor to get back to her dragons. Those who had treated
Sample complete. Ready to continue?